long time, you probably noticed I go up and down weight-wise. I went on a big diet 3 or 4 years ago. I lost probably 30 pounds, and then I've gained it back, and it's been that way, up and down. Some people probably can relate to that. Anyway, here 2 or 3 weeks ago, I finally realized I'd got fat again. And when I can't, it was one of them points I was going to have to go on a diet or buy new pants, and I'm too cheap to buy new pants, so I decided to go on a diet. But anyway, I'm trying to give you a context where this lesson came from. Anyway, I started dieting here all week or 10 days ago. It was just right after Reg asked me to give a lesson. And about 3 days into that diet, I was reading, and turn over to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. This is a verse, you know, I've read it no telling how many times in my life, and it just kind of caught me different when it talked about the weight. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And like I say, I was 3 days into that diet, and I was to the point where I'd eat the bark off a tree if I'd have thought there was something sweet underneath it. And when I saw that weight, it just kind of caught my attention a little more than normal, and I got to thinking about this, and there is an amazing parallel between our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies. And we, you know, we go on every, I don't know if everybody here, most of us go on a diet from time to time, and you know, to lose the excess weight. Well, here's talking about, let us lay aside every weight and sin, which is sin, and that does so easy to set us, and let us run with patience. It's hard to run. When you're out of shape, it's pretty hard to run. You know, I can tell you that too. That was another reason I wanted to lose weight. I don't like a cow to outrun me. I gotta, there we go. But anyway, the gist of this lesson is I want to kind of parallel the similarities between going on a physical diet, getting in shape, and our spiritual life, getting our spiritual, might say a spiritual diet or a spiritual getting in shape. We are created in the image of God. We are, you know, body, soul, and spirit. And that is where this parallel starts there. Just as our physical bodies can get out of shape, so we can spiritually, which is called backsliding. And we are prone to backsliding just like Israel. Turn over to Hosea chapter 11. And I've got the advantage on you because I marked it. Hosea is back in there somewhere. Hosea 11, chapter 11. In verse 7, and this is talking about the nation of Israel, but again, we're just like this. It says, "And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him." And that's how, I mean, that's how I am. I know I'm prone to backsliding. It's just a series of valleys up and down, and it's just kind of like my weight. You know, my spiritual life is the same way. It seems like it's up and down. I thought also the Church of Ephesus had said that they had lost their first love. That's what backsliding is. We just don't have the love that we had when we first got saved or when we were in better shape spiritually. But anyway, like I said, just like when our physical bodies get out of shape and we need to go on a diet, when we get out of shape spiritually, we need to lose the weight that's talking about over there in Hebrews 12 chapter 1. First of all, and again, I'm going to parallel back and forth between physical and spiritual. Why have we gotten out of shape if we're physically fat or whatever? I don't care whatever you want to say. I hope nobody's offended by saying fat, but out of shape. What has gone wrong? Anybody? I mean, jump in here, somebody. What have we done wrong if we're fat? Physically. That's one of the things I'm going to get to. Eating the wrong things primarily, and that is the same way in our physical life. The reason we get out of shape physically is that we have eaten, we've consumed, not necessarily physically, but we have consumed the wrong things. Just like, you know, if you eat Twinkies all day long and Big Macs and all this stuff, you're going to get fat, you're going to get out of shape. The same way spiritually, we watch the wrong kind of TV, we watch the wrong kind of movies, listen to the wrong kind of music, run around with the wrong kind of friends, All of these things are just like eating junk food physically. They're going to cause you to gain weight. Again, that's talking about over there in Hebrews chapter 12, 1. And it just piles on and piles on. I've got some other reasons that we gain weight physically. Not caring. I mean, that's probably in my case. Well, of course, the first one hits me. All these hit me. But, you know, I get to the point where, you know, it ain't that big a deal, you know, if I gain a little weight. And I just don't care. Spiritually, it's the same way. We can get to where we don't care spiritually. I thought of a verse, Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence. You know, it's something, it's a job that we have to keep our heart and to keep our you know, soul spiritually, you know, healthy. If you just let it go, that's what'll happen. You just go to, just like you do physically, if you don't care and you don't let it go. Laziness is kind of tied in with that, but that's, you know, the same thing. If we're just too lazy, don't want to go to church, don't want to get up to pray, read your Bible, you know, all these different things. A lot of times it's just physical or spiritual laziness is what it is. Just like physically, you know, laziness is what causes a lot of people to get out of shape. I got down another one, uncontrolled or unbridled willpower, just not being able to, that this would be a reason a person would gain weight, you know, not being able to resist temptations. The same thing applies spiritually. Let's read over Galatians 5:24. Galatians 5:24, it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And that is what I'm talking about there. If you don't have, there's just unbridled lust in our life is what causes spiritual decline. If it's not something that's crucified, and this is something Paul talks about. I die daily. It should be a daily process. You know, every day we should, you know, pray the Lord and ask for help. You know, and I'm going to get here in a minute what we do when we go on a diet. But basically, eating everything, just like if you just eat everything that looks good and as much of it as you want and as often as you want and as many bowls of ice cream as you want, you're going to get fat. And it's I don't think you'll understand this dieting thing. You've been the same size as long as I've known you. But anyway, the first step, on to the next point. The first step that you have to do if you're going to lose weight is you have to realize that you have a problem. And that was me, you know, like I say, I got to the point where it's like, okay, I'm going to have to buy new shirts and pants. I mean, physically, or you get to where you can't walk up the hill or whatever it is, and you realize that, hey, you know, I have got out of shape. You know, I weighed 30 pounds more than I did, and I've got to do something. It's the same way spiritually. Before a person can, you know, improve their spiritual life, they have to realize that they have wandered away from God, that they have backslid, and that there's got to be improvement. And this is where it's kind of like stepping on a scale. You need to take a spiritual test. And some of the things I got on this kind of a spiritual test is if you have no desire to read God's Word, that's you know. And again, a lot of this I can look back in my own life. I'm talking from my own experiences. When I get it backslidden, that's the first thing. You know, I don't really care if I read or not. No desire to read His Word, no desire to pray. And if you do pray, your prayers probably aren't answered anyway. No desire to meet with God's people. You know, church gets to be less and less, and, you know, just come once in a while. And then another one, and I see this in my life, is you lose your desire to witness and to talk to people. So those were just some of the things that I thought of. And somebody's got to raise your hand if you got any other points or verses to add here. That's fine. But these are some things you can kind of look at. Just like, you know, I can look at my waist or my belt, you know, all the notches I've let out in my belt or the scale, all these different things physically. Spiritually, you can look at these things in your life and say, hey, I'm out of shape here. You know, I don't have the desire I used to have. I don't have the, you know, the want to get into the Scripture and all these different things. Another thought I had along this line, it's just other people around you will know. It's just like, you know, I'm sure nobody's probably said anything to me, but everybody's probably noticed I've gained weight. And the same thing, especially your family, your friends around you will know if you're out of shape spiritually. It's not usually a big secret. I mean, they'll see, you know, inconsistencies and things that you used to do that you don't know more, and you know that there's problems there. And I just threw that in. It was kind of, it's the same way physically. You know, people will see when somebody's got fat. I keep using that word a lot, don't I? The second thing after realizing that you have a problem is to realize, and this is, I'm talking spiritually, this point right here, I don't really know that there is a physical parallel to it, but the second step is recognizing that physically your problem is sin. You know, and you have to confess it. 1 John 1:9, confess, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't really know if physically, you know, we have to confess and repent from getting fat, but this I put this in because this is an important part. You can't help yourself until you realize that, you know, you have to repent and turn from that sin and admit just that I have sinned, I have done wrong. I was dealing with a guy, in fact, Reg talked to him about it today, and this guy, I've talked to him again and again, and he's got issues. In fact, he drinks, and he knows he needs bad, and he needs help. But the thing, one thing I've never heard him say is that I've sinned, is that it's always somebody else's problem, and there's always an excuse or a reason. But, you know, you got to get honest and recognize, look, I have got out of shape spiritually because, you know, it's my doing. You know, I just like, you know, there wasn't nobody shoved them peanut butter jelly sandwiches down my throat or all this stuff that I've gained weight. There's nobody that forced you to get out of shape physically or spiritually either. You did it on your own. The old nature is what got you out of shape there. Okay, we're moving right along here. Now you realize that you're out of shape, and what do you do to lose weight, get in shape or to stay in shape? Number one, you quit eating the wrong foods. You know, that's kind of a gimme when you go on a diet. You know, the Twinkies and the you know, all the other stuff, the Big Macs and all that stuff is over. And not only that, and this is something I thought of when I, you know, just like I knew I was going to go on this diet here before I did, so I ate all the fudge and everything I could. I'm just saying I got it. That didn't sound right. I got it out of the house, you know. And right now, you know, I told Mandy she went grocery shopping today, and I didn't tell her to go get, you know, don't go get a gallon of ice cream and don't get this and that. You know, she got healthy things. So the first thing is, and again, spiritually, is to get away from these wrong kind of foods. Again, go back to what he's talking about, the movies, the TVs, the friends, and, you know, all these different things. The first thing to do if you're going to go on a spiritual diet to lose this weight, again, that he's talking about over in Hebrews, is to get that junk food out of your life and away from you. I thought of a verse over there in Timothy talks about fleeing, running away from youthful lust. I mean, we should try to stay away from it. Very few of us would have the willpower to, if we were on a physical diet, to stay with it if we were surrounded by ice cream sundaes and you know, all this sweets and everything. It'd be real hard, so we try to stay away from it. But it's kind of amazing, spiritually, we'll say, yeah, we want to clean up our life spiritually, we want to, and then we'll basically be right in the middle of that stuff around us day and night. And it makes it pretty hard to stay on that spiritual diet when we're around that. Follow another verse that even though we're tempted, let's turn over, read 1 Corinthians 10:13. This has always been a favorite verse of mine. I have to think of this a lot of times. It says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. I memorized that verse years ago, and I mean, there has been times, I mean, right in the middle of a temptation that I have, that verse has popped in my mind, and I've had to quote that verse to keep me from doing something I shouldn't. But, you know, there is no reason for giving in to these temptations. You know, the Lord, He'll deliver us from it. Second thing, or the first thing, quit eating the wrong foods. Second thing is start eating the right foods. You know, that's where all this diet food comes in. Spiritually, what is the right food? the Bible. Got a couple of verses there. Won't turn to them, but 1 Peter 2:2 talks about desiring the sincere milk of the Word, thereby you may grow. And then in Hebrews 5:14 talks about strong meat belonging to them that are full age. And again, this is talking about the Word of God, the Bible. That this is what we should be, you know, filling our hearts with. Same thing in music; it should be, you know, godly music. And you got to replace the, you know, you get rid of the junk. It has to be something to replace it. But primarily, start eating the right foods. What's something else you do if you're going to lose weight? Somebody said it a while ago. You want to start exercising. And I got to thinking of this spiritual exercise. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy 4, verse 6 says, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." What are works? What is godly exercise? Works of righteousness that we can do. One of the first things I thought of is exercising our spiritual gifts would be a spiritual exercise. I've got a list here of several. I didn't put down verses on them, but spiritual exercise would be prayer, giving, serving. And again, a lot of these tie in with the spiritual gifts that we went through here a few months ago. And another exercise, spiritual exercise, is we've been talking about here tonight, is witnessing. And, I mean, all of these things will help your spiritual shape. I can tell you, you know, from my own standpoint, that it seems like for me, witnessing especially helps me. I hope and I pray that it helps the person. I hope, you know, people get saved. But it seems like it does me more good spiritually. At least the immediate results I can see, it gives me a more of a desire to read the Word, and it just helps my overall spiritual condition, witnessing. Next point, something else that we'd do, I thought of on this, if we were going to lose weight, a lot of people, and I didn't do this, by the way, but a lot of people join Weight Watchers. They'll join some kind of a group. There's strength in numbers. People can compare, you know, notes. This is a lot like, you know, spiritually, the church. You know, the fellowship that we have here, there's strength. We can encourage each other. Bible talks about exhorting, edifying, building up each other, encouraging. And part of that also, you know, just like if you was in a weight loss group and somebody you was at McDonald's and somebody saw you fixing to tear into one of them Sundays, you know, if they were your weight loss buddy, they'd probably say, hey, that's not going to be good for you. We have that obligation, and as believers, you know, we see one of our fellow believers out there and say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing that, shouldn't be talking like that, shouldn't be watching this. You know, a lot of people overlook that, but we have that responsibility as Christians I talk about my dad a lot. Dad was good at this. I mean, that was his gift. I mean, he'd rebuke you if you was out of line. I mean, there's several people in here could probably attest to that, but anyway, we have that responsibility not just to rebuke, but to encourage each other, and just like they would at a Weight Watchers class. Another point I had, if you was going to lose weight, most of the time you'd have a goal. I've got a goal in mind that I'd like to get my weight back down to. I skipped a thought there I had earlier. I don't know where it was back on there that has to do with this. When I was talking about getting out of shape spiritually, I can remember there was a certain point on the scale, and I can remember a few years ago, I thought, okay, I'll never get over that. That's my limit, so many pounds. And I remember when I got up to it, it's like, well, shoot, 5 pounds more ain't going to hurt me. You know, nobody's going to notice if I weigh 5 pounds more. And then it just kept going, and then to the point where, you know, that earlier goal to stay underneath was long forgotten. And same way spiritually. You know, we can say that, you know, it's not going to hurt me to, you know, start skipping church on Wednesday nights, and just use that example. And then before you know it, I've heard Reg use this analogy, then Sunday night goes, and then before you know it, it's just once in a while. what I'm saying is spiritually, we can be lulled in to the point where we don't even realize how far we've gone. Just like, you know, and what looked bad to me weight-wise, you know, ain't no big deal anymore. Same way spiritually, something that when you're right with God looks bad to you, you get to the point where after a while it's not any big deal. And you that's when you got out of shape physically, spiritually. That was back on the other page. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say. This last point is that you need to have a goal. And spiritually, I thought of a couple of verses that fought that. Philippians 3:14 says, "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." This is a goal that Paul had. I thought also over there, and I didn't write that reference down, it's in 2 Timothy where it says, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course." 2 Timothy, I should have looked it up. 2 Timothy 4, I think. 2 Timothy 4:7. Let's see if I can find 2 Timothy now. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, starting 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love his appearing." You know, I'm sure there's probably, if I'd have thought on it more, and you guys, again, might have something else, but we should have some spiritual goals. You know, some crowns that we want to achieve. You know, we want to be able, the Lord be able to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," you know. And so there needs to be, you know, something that we're looking for. Finally, in conclusion, the sad thing is that for most of us, we spend more time concerned about, you know, our physical health, you know, and how fat we are than our spiritual health. That's why what I was talking about, I think we need to take assessment of our spiritual health, you know, just like you'd step on a scale. We need to look and see, do I still, you know, all those things I said earlier, do I still want to pray? Do I still want to read and go to church? All these things. And if, you know, if you can look at that and you say, you know, just like when I figured out that I was fat, you need to say, "Hey, I'm out of shape spiritually, and I need to, you know, ask the Lord to help me, and I need to correct it and take the, you know, the appropriate action, start eating the right kind of food spiritually and exercising spiritually and all these things to lose this, the weight." Again, to go back to the verse we started with, "Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that's set before us."